Michael Wilbon, freshly minted Emmy winner from PTI. Michael, I have to begin with that. Tony was eating food off his last night in a stunning move of humility. What do you plan on doing with yours?
I don't know that I get one.
Oh, you get one. We went one for SportsCenter, which is not nearly as big a deal because there's two of you and there are about 1,000 of us. But yeah, you get one. I think it's a replica, but you know, you can, makes a nice doorstop.
Yeah, maybe that's what I should do with it. Just a little doorstop. Hey, I wasn't planning on seeing one. I thought there was one that sat on the set or something like that. I have no priors with this, so I have no idea how to act.
I mean it sincerely. Congratulations on that. It's well earned, as you know. We all do enjoy the show. And I know last night you were in Los Angeles, which means you got a chance to see what Ryan called here yesterday on the show. He said he thought the Lakers would assert themselves and remind Oklahoma City about what was what. What did you think from the home team?
That's exactly what they did. And they played last night like something was being taken from them. And that's what was happening. And so, you know, whether or not that kind of performance is something they can duplicate, because that's how they have to play. The notion of Kobe scoring 45 points in a game and turning it on whenever he wants to and taking it, that's not going to happen. And I think, I know, Charles Barkley said rather definitively on the air, and Charles said this very perceptively, he said every great player gets old.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want to think of Kobe in that way because he's 31, but in terms of mileage, NBA mileage, he's more like 35. And because obviously he didn't have the 4 years, he came right in from high school. But what I think Kobe's hurt more than he's let on. As a matter of fact, I'm certain of it. And his knee has got to be hurting him, and so is his back. And he's not getting to the basket like that. He's not rising up above other players like that. Like we're accustomed to seeing him. So they're going to have to play this way. Get the ball in the Bynum, get the ball in the Gasol, spread it around, have a high assist to baskets made ratio, which Phil Jackson always preaches. And can they keep doing this? Will they settle for playing this way from now until the end of June if they can go that far?
Michael Wilbon hanging out with us here on the Scott Van Pelt Show on ESPN Radio. Chicago's done. We knew that was going to happen against Cleveland. But how realistic do you think they are a top four team in the East if they get a nice addition this offseason?
Top four. Yeah, because I don't trust Atlanta. I mean, that's the first team I discount. But Milwaukee's on the rise. Because Boston, let's face it, Boston's coming down. I mean, Boston may give Cleveland fits, but I don't see Boston going through another 100 games and being able to maintain three, four seed status. So, yeah, I mean, if the Bulls make the right acquisitions, I mean, you know, John Paxson and the whole regime there they've flexed and, you know, told Vinny Del Negro, who's boss, okay, so they've done part of their job. Let's see them do the other half of their job and get the right players. When you have money, the pressure's now on them. Not on Vinny, not on whoever they hire as coach if they let Vinny go. And by the way, those guys played for Vinny. I know they had that 135-point game they gave away to Sacramento, some historic, you know, giveaway. But for two postseasons, they played for him, and their star player loves him. And they might want to take that into account before they go trying to, you know, confront Vinny again.
I agree.
But are they going to get the right players? The pressure is all on them now. Let's see if they can do their jobs.
There's a story going around in NFL circles. Jeff Ireland, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, apparently asked Dez Bryant before the draft if his mother was once a prostitute. He mentioned this, Dez Bryant did, to a reporter. It came out on Yahoo Sports. Jeff Ireland has since apologized through the Dallas Cowboys. You were animated about this on TV, but what are your thoughts you can share with us on this kind of questioning and this specifically?
I'm outraged by it. And if Dez Bryant had gotten up and taken a 2x4 and hit Jeff Ireland in the head, I would have defended him on television. It's inexcusable. It's crass. It's gross. It speaks, as Mark Cuban spoke to. See, the NFL is the 2,000-pound elephant that nobody can touch because they have the most, you know, desired product. And what that does is it leads to an institutional arrogance that is exactly what he was referring to. Where you think you can do anything you want because you're an NFL member institution or you're in the NFL league office, is inexcusable. Where's the reprimand for this?
Well, there is.
Where's the outrage for this? And I mean, whether she, whatever she is, what are you suggesting if she was? Why is that pertinent?
My question, Michael, is I agree with all your points. My question is there is no recourse other than that there's such a public backlash. Do you believe that because of this arrogance that you speak of, will this be the wake-up call that maybe there are lines we ought not cross, even though I do understand they're investing a lot of money in people, but there are certain things that we should not do? Do you think that they'll get that message?
No, I think when you're riding high and mighty, you don't have those revelations until something brings you down. We see this with athletes all the time, right?
Yeah.
We talk about this with athletes, but yet executives are allowed to get away with it. Personal conduct allows you to, the personal conduct code of the NFL allows you to treat a kid like this when you interview him?
Right.
There is some outrage, and it's good. It's not enough. There's not nearly enough outrage. I mean, but no, Scott, that's a great question. But no, it's not a wake-up call. It's still, we can do what we want to do. We're the almighty. And no, I think it's going to take a lot more. You know, we've seen other entities, institutions go through these things over time, and until they are brought down by some misfortune, they don't learn. I mean, that's usually the pattern.
Michael, thanks again. Not bad for a print guy. A little, you got a blog, you got a TV Emmy, man. Life's good. I don't say this to sound silly. I'm proud for you guys, man. It's been fun to see it grow and take off, and it's overdue.
I know how sincere that is, yep. And you know I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Be well, Michael. Travel
all
safely.
You guys too. Talk to you soon.